live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. We've got a packed show for you today. We're going to open up by talking to Ben Hooper. He is the Director of Economic Development for the town of Prescott Valley. We'll be talking about business openings and closings. Also coming up after Ben's appearance will be Director Jim Pyduck and actor Ron Bowen from the PCA's upcoming production of Lost in Yonkers. And then after the news break with Link, we will talk to Yavapai College Athletic Director Brad Clifford with a forecast on Rough Riders softball and baseball just about to take the field. So, a real packed show for you today. You know, yesterday we had six wonderful people from some of Yavapai County's best youth mentoring groups, and we talked about the pressures and the temptations facing teens today. Well, if you're concerned about teens being tempted by drugs, don't miss tomorrow's Lunch and Learn workshop. It's at 11:30 a.m. It's sponsored by MatForce. Now, that's 11:30 Thursday. It'll be teleconferenced at the... it'll be teleconferenced at the Yavapai County Building on South 6th Street in Cottonwood. It'll be conducted live at the County Administration Building on Fair Street in Prescott. The guest speakers are Lisa Blythe from First Things First, Courtney Osterfeldt from Teen Launchpad, who was here yesterday, Obsidian DeLau of West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, and Stephanie Hillig, the president or principal at Prescott High School. That discussion will be facilitated by John Schuderer. He is the chair of the Suicide Prevention Coalition. That's tomorrow at 11:30 and sponsored by MatForce. So stay tuned. Ben Hooper is just around the corner. We're going to talk business and economic development. Economic development on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The 2018 Findlay Toyota RAV4 is the way to take your journey further, in style and for less. Whether you're hauling groceries home or supplies to the cabin, RAV4 brings you safely through your daily adventures. Legendary Toyota reliability and eye-catching styling in one very capable sport utility. Every new RAV4 comes standard with Toyota Safety Sense and Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Come in, take a test drive, then lease an all-new 2018 RAV4 for $199 per month for 36 months or 0% for 60 months or get $1,000 cash back so you can adventure in style and do it easily on your pocket. Findlay Toyota Prescott Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership. Open Monday through Saturday and online anytime at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 documentation fees. Lease model 4133 months and $29.99 signing. Security deposit waived. Monthly payment for $3,000 financed at 0% for 60 months at 1667. Offer expires 1/31/2018.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott. It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, no doubt last week you heard the big news that shocked a lot of people at the Sam's Club store in Prescott Valley will be closing, in fact, on the 26th. That is this Friday, their last day in business, if they don't close before then, actually. Well, another person who was caught completely off guard was Ben Hooper. He is the Director of Economic Development for the town of Prescott Valley. Ben, describe how you heard about this and what your first reaction was.
Good afternoon, DJ. I first heard about it actually from our deputy chief, you know, as is so often the case in a community like Prescott Valley. It was kind of word of mouth. But rumors happen to fly all the time, and so I quickly dismissed it until our town manager came in, and he had gotten a text message from one of his colleagues whose daughter works at the location. And so he felt that was pretty good information that I should go check out. I went and spoke with the general manager that day. This was the first day it was announced. They were closed at the time. Mm-hmm. And the general manager confirmed it for me. So, it was certainly unexpected for all of us.
And not only that, but it comes at about the same time you guys were gearing up for the big Chick-fil-A opening on the very same lot.
Yes, that's correct. And, it probably worked out okay for the folks that were going to Chick-fil-A because yeah. they were so busy. There was people backed up into the Sam's Club parking lot at the time. Yeah. Not exactly how we had planned it out, everything happens for a reason, I suppose.
Whenever a big company like a Sam's Club, whenever they start talking about downsizing or moving or something like this, do they let people like you in your position know, government facilities know they're going to be doing this in a certain time frame?
Not usually. With the private sector, they want to be able to make a decision and move on it promptly. Mm-hmm. And so, with Sam's Club, when they closed that day, they did reach out. Their government relations person reached out to our town manager and confirmed it as well. And so, but they don't give us necessarily a heads up before it happens.
So now what a lot of people are saying is they're looking at three gigantic buildings you guys now have empty. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Sam's Club. We think it might be empty for a while, but there might be good news on that. Of course, the former Hagen facility and, of course, Kmart. So that's three big buildings with a lot of available space, right?
It is. And honestly, I look at it as a great opportunity because, we're still in a very strong retail market in Prescott Valley. We have a growing population and growing household incomes. And so, I'm confident that all of those buildings can be repurposed. Unfortunately, these things just take time.
Yeah.
I wish that the Sam's Club was going to get, rehoused overnight there, but that's just not the way the world works, unfortunately.
How much of an impact has online retailing had on places like Sam's Club, Gateway Mall, places like this?
It's had a huge impact, at the national level as to the strategy that companies are taking in order to better compete. So, this was part of Walmart's strategy to compete against Amazon, was to decrease some of their brick and mortar presence. So they didn't close this store because it was underperforming. They didn't close it because this is a bad market or anything like that. It's just simply the new direction that retailers are finding themselves to be competitive in the e-commerce market.
You look at the population of our area, Prescott and Prescott Valley combined. Doesn't it seem like there are, there's three Walmarts serving this area. Isn't that a little high for an area this size?
It depends. Sometimes it's the size of the area, and sometimes it's, when they look at the sales volumes that the stores are doing, that kind of guides it as to whether or not they should build another location.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never second guess a retailer when they look at a region and they think that it's ready for a second or a third or any additional stores.
Sure.
Different retailers have different ways of measuring that.
And on that note, when a major company, a corporation, decides to open a location here, what kinds of information do they request from the town?
A lot of times they want to know, you know, our demographic information. Mm-hmm. They of course, can obtain that stuff themselves, but they want to know what information we might have that could be a little different. But also, they really like to know some of the things that maybe they can't pull up through some report on the their internet there. Mm-hmm. So it might be something like how many new homes are coming in, or, you know, what are the new apartments? What are the new retailers that have just located in town in the past year that maybe hasn't hit the market so that they see that on paper yet? Mm-hmm. So it's things like that we're able to provide, you know, more local concentrated information.
You mentioned, of course, the online power that, you know, online shopping has created versus brick-and-mortar stores. Plus, you mentioned a possible repurposing. Do you think there's any possibility that the Sam's Club store with three Walmarts in the area could become a Walmart online fulfillment center?
I think it's doubtful. There are 12 of the 63 locations that they closed across America will be repurposed into a warehouse. While I would absolutely love and welcome a Walmart warehouse in Prescott Valley, at the same time, I don't really think that we're positioned right logistically. We're not on an interstate. We don't have an airport that can handle large cargo planes. Mm-hmm. To whatever degree people would use rail, that's not around here. And so I think that, you know, they closed Sam's Club down in Scottsdale, one in, I think, Chandler and Casa Grande. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of those are probably more likely if one in Arizona is going to become a fulfillment center. Yeah. Those ones are more likely.
When corporations are looking at opening a place here, what kinds of questions do you have about a company that's kind of sniffing around here?
Well, I mean, honestly, we're open for business. So, mm-hmm. My only question is, how fast can you get in here?
yeah, indeed. And, you know, on that note, we've seen the newspapers filled with stories the last few months about all these massive housing complexes going up. And I see letters to the editor asking, where are these people going to work? Are they all retired? Are they all affluent? Where's the money going to come from to keep these people working? So when you see developments going up that are going to bring in up to, of course, over a long period of time, up to 15 or 20,000 homes, what are you thinking about when it comes to economic development?
Well, you know, people don't come here if there aren't jobs available. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we sit at pretty much maximum employment right now. I think our unemployment rate is around 4%, which is generally considered anybody who wants a job has a job at this point. They might be underemployed, but they have mm-hmm. a job. And so, you know, it's not usual that people buy a home and move into a place without a job and just hope that it will come. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've seen the job market grow. We see it grow, you know, each month that the statistics are released, we see you know, more jobs added to the area. So, you know, across all the sectors, they do seem to be coming in. So, not something that I'm too worried about. And of course, there is a degree of retirees that are coming into the
area.
And
I was going to ask about that, yeah, because I've talked to a couple of realtors recently mm-hmm. who say that probably half the people they talk to are retirees from California mm-hmm. who are selling their homes, and that's their nest egg right there because of the, you know, increase in value in California homes. But if someone is going to retire and move here, they become, I would assume, in your eyes, a classic consumer, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
plus,
absolutely.
Because we have so many retirees moving here, that becomes a tremendous source of volunteers for the area, too.
Oh, absolutely. And we see that just with the town of Prescott Valley in particular. There's a gentleman that works with me, Leonard Heinrich, that retired. And I think 2 days into his retirement, he applied for a volunteer position in the Economic Development Department. And so, yeah, and he's brilliant. He was, you know, worked for the state of Arizona and I think with the state demographer, and he worked with the U.S. Census Bureau. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's highly qualified. And so we just have this great pool of volunteers that have come in with the retiree population.
You know, I've interviewed so many people who are probably more active now in retirement than they were during their so-called working years. The difference being now with their activities involved, and it's a labor of love. It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And, you know, like I said, we see it across every department in the town.
Mm-hmm. And now you came here from Toledo, right?
Correct.
What kinds of changes? Now, you were, I assume you were raised in that area?
For the most part, yeah, for about 20 years.
What kinds of adjustments did you see coming out here to the West, to the Southwest?
Well, honestly, probably the biggest thing is just the economy itself is so much different. You know, Toledo and Ohio and the Rust Belt in general are dealing with shrinking communities. You know, when if a big box like Sam's were to leave in that area, they're really going to be worried about what's going to go back in there. You know, it wasn't something that we wanted, but at the same time, I'm not worried about seeing it repurposed because it's in probably what is the you know, largest grossing retail center, if in certainly in this region, if not in all of northern Arizona, and in a growing community and with a growing population, growing household incomes. I mean, all of those indicators are the exact opposite of what I was working with back in Toledo.
And back in the Northeast, I assume you saw your share of company towns too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And if they happen to close up, oh boy.
And you know, we saw that when General Motors went bankrupt in 2009, and the company that I worked for before coming here had taken over all of General Motors' properties that they shed from their portfolio. So I'd go into those communities and see, you know, what we could do to repurpose the facility that GM closed and sell it to another another buyer that was going to create jobs in that community. And those communities were already hurting. You know, so some of them, like Flint, they've been reeling for years from closures, General Motors, and all of the big three up there. And so, you know, it's a sad story, unfortunately, but not the case out here.
Yeah. You know, I spent a lot of years working evenings and weekends in the restaurant business, and I learned that when you see a sign on the restaurant that says closed for remodeling, no, they're closed. They're closed. And what they're doing basically is the landlord is putting that sign up so it doesn't look like a bad location for a restaurant. Okay?
Yep.
They want to keep the place occupied, obviously. So when you experience a closure in a small town, especially in a small town, how do you make that attractive to other potential businesses?
Well, the main thing comes with, you know, how is the region performing other than that? And what was the reason that the store closed, too, which makes a big difference. You know, the fact that there were 62 other stores that closed with this Sam's Club is a sign that...
It's not a reflection here.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, like I said, I'm confident that it can get repurposed. You know, unfortunately, these big box stores are just not... they're kind of obsolete in the market today. We're not seeing these huge 100,000-foot things, and that's why places like the Kmart and like the Sam's Club, you know, soon to come on the market, have not necessarily attracted new tenants, but it will either be a single user, or what we need is a developer that can take the bull by the horns, split up the building, and then find multiple tenants to fill it.
Not too long ago, I was walking through a mall not far from here. It was a Friday evening at 5:30, and I counted two people in the whole mall on a Friday evening. And you and I can both remember when we used to hang at the mall because that was like the central gathering place for the whole area. What the heck happened? Was it all online retailing?
You know, online retailing plays a part in it, but really online e-retailing only has about 10% of the market share.
Really?
And that surprises a lot of people because it seems like it's so big, and it has jumped on the scene, especially in the past 10 or 15 years. It's just ramped up quickly. But in the end, I don't really see brick-and-mortar stores going anywhere anytime soon, you know.
So that's good news there. If people have questions about economic development or want to talk business about Prescott Valley, how do they reach you?
You can reach me on my direct line, 928-759-3106.
And what kinds of questions do you most often get asked?
Oh, people want to know what's the new stores coming in. That, you know, I'm always happy to talk about it. Some people have demographic information that they need for one reason or another. Some folks want to talk about opening up their own retail store or restaurant in town. And that's what we love to see is the entrepreneurial spirit. That's what Arizona's all about.
Well, if you ever get news that there's going to be a soup plantation or sweet tomatoes opening here, let me know because I'll be dancing in the street.
All right. You'll be the first one I call.
Thank you. Ben Hooper, Economic Development Director, Town of Prescott Valley. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got Jim Pieduck. He's directing Lost in Yonkers at the Prescott Center for the Arts. He's just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Thanks to you, Ace was awarded its 11th straight J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction with home improvement retail stores. To say thanks, we're giving you 20% off throughout the store. And as always, the help is free. So hurry into your local Ace and save 20% on select items this Friday through Sunday only. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only at participating stores. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. For J.D. Power Award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a builder dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
The Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with the Neil Simon production of Lost in Yonkers. This Tony Award-winning play is a semi-autobiographical story set in 1942 Yonkers about the trials and tribulations that test family ties and what happens to children in the absence of love. That is the question that lies at the heart of this funny and heart-rending play by one of America's most acclaimed playwrights. The show runs from January 25th through February 4th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's golden ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your golden ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real golden ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypeinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 3:23. There's a great show coming to the Prescott Center for the Arts, the main stage. We have Jim Pieduck here to talk about it. It's Lost in Yonkers because for a number of years, Jim, you were lost not too far from Yonkers, weren't you?
Yes, in Manhattan.
tell us about the theater community that you experienced living in New York.
Well, it was pretty interesting. I first moved there in 1981, and I moved from Philadelphia, which wasn't much of a stretch. But in the beginning, we did everything they called the showcases. We worked for free. And we would, as actors, we would invite casting people and agents to come see us perform. And it turned out, you know, in my years there, the most difficult of all three, there are only two, but there were three at the time, three unions. And one was AFTRA, which was TV. SAG, which is movies. And AEA, which is Actors Equity Association, which is the most respected and hardest to get into. So I got work doing television commercials and soap operas and pieces and films and stuff, but theater is my blood. So I'm telling you a story because you asked me, but I haven't thought about this in about 30 years, that everybody was struggling to get into Equity, because once you got in the union, then you can get an agent, then you could blah blah blah, you know. But it was difficult. It was the most difficult union. I paid to get into AFTRA. Just gave them like $500 and I joined.
It's much more now.
Now they merged.
They merged,
and SAG merged. But So we got together, and there was a little loophole that if you did children's theater, they called it youth, PY something, and you had two equity members in your production, mm-hmm. everybody in that cast was eligible to join equity. So what we did, we got like seven people together. We chipped up money to pay for the two people.
Sure.
To be in it, and you know, it ran for 3 days. We got in the union. So
how cool
you find
that?
Ways around, you know, and
you know, people don't realize that about being in show business. Now, when I was in L.A., I was living with a guy who belonged to all three unions. Mm-hmm. He'd had a background in that musical theater mostly, and he told me that if you are a member of SAG, you cannot. Period. Cannot work in a non-SAG sanctioned production. Is that true with AE too?
Well, AE, they're a little more lenient if you let them know, because there's such a dearth of work, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That if you can get something in a community theater and you contact them ahead of time,
yeah.
they're pretty amenable to saying, yeah, you'll have to get a letter,
yeah.
but they let you do it. But the other parts are, you know, different.
How interesting. Well, tell us about Lost in Yonkers. I know the movie starred Mercedes Rule.
Who's amazing, mm-hmm. and it's an amazing character. It's the character of Bella. But let me first, you know, the title. You know, people always say, Lost in Yonkers. What? Well, you know, as I said, I lived in Manhattan, and New York City is five boroughs. Mm-hmm. It's Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Staten Island. Mm-hmm. So it's five boroughs. That's considered New York City. Mm-hmm. Right above that is Yonkers.
Okay.
So it's neither, you know, it's no borough or anything. So it's sort of like a place where you really don't want to be. You know, there's not a whole lot going on there. I shouldn't say that for people who live in Yonkers compared to, let's say, Manhattan,
sure.
more cosmopolitan. So that's sort of the idea about that. And I don't know if you want me to tell you about the story or not.
Sure, go ahead.
It's basically a story about family. It's the older generation. The grandmother is Jewish German, very strict. Her children, Louis the gangster, Artie, Bella, and Gert. They're the four children. Artie, the war has just broken out. Mm-hmm. I always forget that 1941, December of 1941 is when
Pearl Harbor.
That's the end of 1941. So we weren't even in the war in 1941.
Yeah.
So it basically started in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when this is, 1942. And these job opportunities opened because he had children. He wasn't going to get drafted, Artie. So he gets a job traveling down south, and he has nowhere to put his two sons, who are 13 and a half mm-hmm. and 15 and a half, you know. And so he brings them to Grandma up in Yonkers. And she doesn't want them to stay there, and her daughter Bella convinces them to stay. And it's a horror show for them in the beginning, you know.
Sure.
And Bella, Mercedes Rule, was amazing. She played it on Broadway also.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Kevin Spacey played the Uncle Louie part on Broadway back in 1992. But Bella is challenged. She's intellectually challenged. She's more like a little girl in a woman's body. But she is just amazing. And we had a preview. I tend to talk. When I talk about theater, I'm sorry.
That's why we're here.
My skull starts to come through
sure.
my scalp but because I get excited. But we had a preview on Monday, which meant that we had an invited audience for a dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the director, so I'm still taking notes.
Sure.
You know, we have a dress rehearsal tonight, and we open tomorrow. But I'm in the back, and we had about 40, 45 people there showed up, friends, to watch. And it started going, and I watched as the play went on, the audience start leaning in to the stage to where there's one scene with Bella and her mother, who's Grandma, that is pretty intense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a comedy. It's all Neil Simon joke
sure.
factory mm-hmm. things, but it's also very deep. And it gets to that thing, and I watch them, and I couldn't hear a breath in the theater. And it was such a joy for me because
yeah,
we hadn't had
sure.
an audience before, you know? So it was just...
It means it's working.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It got the Pulitzer Prize for Drama
wow.
in 1992 when it came out, Drama Desk Award, and Tony Award. All those three things. And to me, you know, Neil Simon, I really love him.
Sure.
One of the first plays I ever saw as a young man was Barefoot in the Park.
Sure.
And I fell in love with him through the years. Mm-hmm. But this is like a maturation of him. You know, he matures and he has a completeness where there's these stories where a fellow named J.P. Perpich is
with PCH here.
Yeah.
Or PCA here, sure.
Yeah. He's in it all. He plays Uncle Louie.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I are really good friends.
And he goes back a long way.
Oh, yeah. He
too.
Went to L.A. Sure. He was in sitcoms in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about, you know, we both love theater. You know, I love being around people like that. We could just,
sure.
you know, kindred spirits. But we talk about when you read the play and then when you start working on it, there's so many parallels. He writes on so many different levels, and anybody who's tried to write, which I have, you know, you see it, and I'm in awe of how do you do that, you
sure.
know? And I kind of think that sometimes it just drops in from the muses, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it just it blows me away, you know.
Mm-hmm. And who was in your cast for Lost in Yonkers?
We have J.P. Perpich is playing Louis, Uncle Louis.
Mm-hmm. I believe we have Ron Bowen, too.
Ron Bowen,
uh-huh.
he's working with the VA today, so he couldn't be here,
mm-hmm.
is Artie, the dad. We have two young boys who are, DJ, they're just amazing. And for me, being like where I am in this journey, mm-hmm. you know, being a little older, it's such a joy to be able to pass on things to them, you know.
Well, not only that, but and how old are the boys?
Well, they're both in eighth grade.
Okay, and I brought this up several times with directors who work with children. Isn't it great to see the self-discipline they learn from being on the stage, where you've got to come prepared to rehearsals, you've got to have your lines, you've got to hit your marks, you've got to be part of an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a tremendous lesson and a growth opportunity for kids, isn't it?
You just hit it right on the nail on the head for me, because at the first meeting we had a read-through, you know,
mm-hmm. sure.
after I cast them, I said, look, guys, you know, I know what your generation is about with the cell phones, especially,
yeah.
you know, the younger. It's like another hand or something, you know, mm-hmm. it's part of their body.
It's gross.
I said, but I really have to tell you, I don't want that here. You know, you can keep it in the dressing room
sure.
and go down when you have a break and go to, because the last show I was in, it looked like I walk backstage, there's blue lights all over the place,
yeah.
you know,
and
people just
sure.
accept it.
Yeah.
I'm a theater person, and I just mm-hmm. can't, not once in this whole rehearsal process have I seen a cell phone with those two boys.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, yeah, and it warms my heart, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we sit, and I point out something about JP, that his character, Uncle Louie, is sort of like a mentor to these
mm-hmm.
two kids.
Sure.
And they love him, but he's a gangster.
Oh, yeah.
And he sees that maybe they want to be like him, so he turns on them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Kind of like doesn't want them to follow in his footsteps. But offstage, he's a mentor to them as an actor. He's telling them, you know, things like 60% of acting is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And things that maybe they haven't heard yet, you know? And it's just another parallel that I was mm-hmm. telling you about, that watching that, I'm going, oh, my God.
Did you see the movie Moonlight that won
Best
Picture
last
year?
Patrick Stanley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a parallel there, because the Mahershala Ali character, who is the star of the movie, he is essentially a gangster. He's a tough guy in a Miami neighborhood, and he kind of adopts a young boy. And even though he's a gangster, he wants the kid brought up right. That part comes out of
yeah.
him. And
yeah.
I can see that parallel there.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You
yeah.
know, to watch it, you know, I'm there every night. Directing,
yeah, sure.
And to watch how they came about,
mm-hmm.
you know, to that point. And I watched JP. He's really an artist.
Oh, he's a pro.
Yeah, and he's very meticulous about things,
sure,
you know.
Sure, sure. And when are the performances?
We start tomorrow,
wow.
25th, and it runs for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll have the shows are at 7:30. PCA-AZ.net.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
For information. And we have a matinee on both Sundays, and one matinee on a Saturday.
So oh, nice.
A lot of people like to come. Older people mm-hmm. like to come for matinees.
Sure. One last question for you. You were in New York for how many years?
16.
Does that make you understand Neil Simon better?
I guess, you know, in a way. I have a friend, you know, I grew up, I'm no longer there, but I grew up a Catholic, you know, Catholic school, boys school, all
sure.
stuff. And I moved to New York, and my friend Bernie, man, Bernie said to me, he's a Jewish fella. He says, how long have you been here now? And I said, 10 years. He said, you're Jewish.
Did you hang out at Katz's Deli or the, what's the one I'm thinking of? The Carnegie Deli?
Yeah, Carnegie
That's
Deli.
Where I went there, and I had the the Woody Allen. I think it was half roast beef, half pastrami, 7 inches high in the middle.
All beef.
And the rudest waitresses you ever saw in your life. And that's one reason. And that's one reason I
that's
went.
That's part of it, though.
That's part of the experience,
part of the experience.
Jim Pida, what a pleasure to have you on. We've got to have you back more often. Knock 'em dead and break a leg with Lost in Yonkers. Have a great time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Jim Pidock. He's directing Lost in Yonkers. Go see it at the PCA. Stay tuned. I've got Brad Clifford from Yavapai College. It's softball and baseball time. He's coming up next after news with Link on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Buy it online, pick it up in person.
We can do that for you every day at Prescott True Value. This is Suzanne Springer. I know you like the convenience of internet shopping, but let's face it, you still like to touch the merchandise. And it's always good to talk to a knowledgeable sales staff in person and not just a computer screen. Go to PrescottTrueValue.com and have your item shipped right here to our store. Now that's convenience. Don't see it online? Ask us about special orders. Locally owned, always new items. Prescott True Value, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
This is it. The new year kickoff that's setting the bar high for 2018.
20% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan.
Up to 18% off MSRP on remaining 2017 Santa Fe Sport SUV.
0% APR available on most new Hyundai models.
Finlay Hyundai is setting markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV left in stock.
Save up to $5,000 in combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan starting at $18,755. Save up to $8,603 in total combined dealer discounts on a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4L SUV.
All backed by an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance.
Finlay Hyundai is moving out all remaining 2017 models at incredible discounts. Get yours now before they're all gone. Finlay Hyundai Prescott at FinlayHyundaiPrescott.com and 928-771-6950. Thank you for voting as Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Closed on Sundays to spend time with our families.
Offers on proof credit plus tax title license, $495 dock fees, and dealer installed accessories. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined.
Hey folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Are you thinking about installing a new heating and cooling system? We offer quality, constant comfort, day and night heating and cooling equipment. We perform complete load calculations during our visit and offer you options that fit the best equipment to your home and your budget. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 458-8177. Ask about our winter special. Visit pvhac.com. Follow us on Facebook. No gimmicks, just constant comfort, day and night. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Unlocked vehicles are a target for burglars in Prescott Valley. According to police, burglars may walk up and down aisles of parking lots, looking into vehicles and trying door handles. Drivers may also cruise parking lots at very slow speeds for extended periods of time while looking at parked cars. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson gives other examples of methods used by vehicle burglars.
Idling parked cars for protracted periods. Persons making any kind of mark or placing anything on parked vehicles. Vehicles dropping one person off while continuing to cruise the same area.
Ferguson says there are many valuable items that are stolen from vehicles.
Backpacks, gym bags, briefcases, credit or debit cards, checkbooks, cash or coins, purses and wallets, even when hidden under a seat or in an unlocked glove compartment, iPods and MP3 players, docking stations, laptop computers.
Prescott Valley Police continue to receive calls from residents reporting their vehicles have been burglarized. In most cases, these vehicles were unlocked. Business owners and residents who have an alarm system may notice some changes in the false alarm ordinance starting next month.
Prescott Police and City Council members have been working together on an updated and more effective alarm ordinance.
The Prescott City Council approved several changes to the ordinance, primarily to the registration requirements and the fee structure for false activations. The new ordinance will go into effect on February 23rd.
Officer David Fuller describes how people can get a copy of the updated ordinance.
Go online to cityofprescott.net/services/police. Further information, free account access, forms, payment options, and online registrations may be found at this link.
The Prescott City Council adopted the false alarm ordinance in 2011. In December and earlier this month, Council discussed changes that would clarify and simplify the code. The changes were approved yesterday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, breezy tomorrow, and sunny skies for the end of the work week. Expect an overnight low of 31 tonight in the Prescott area, the high of 55 tomorrow, and a high of 52 on Friday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 63 and a high on Friday of 60. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Happy New Year, Cottonwood! Travis Reed here from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. To kick off the new year, I'm ready to play Let's Make Some Deals! If you can answer the next three questions correctly, you could be driving a brand new car! Okay, question number one. How much will I discount every remaining 2017 Ram pickup truck this month during the Start Something New sales event? If you said 20% off MSRP on all in-stock Ram pickup trucks, then you're on your way to driving a nice new car today! Question number two. Which new vehicles at Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will be $7,034 off window sticker all month long? That's right! This month, all Jeep Cherokees will be $7,034 off sticker price. And the final question. Who qualifies for all these discounts, rebates, and incentives? If you said everybody qualifies for these huge savings, then you've just answered all three questions correctly. And you're only one step away from driving the New Year's ride you deserve. The final step is to hurry, because I can only make these deals for the first 57 people or until the end of the month, whichever comes first. We're Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're a dealer for you. Visit our showroom in Cottonwood this weekend or see all the deals at MattSaysYes.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:43. If you saw the weather forecast, it's going to warm up just a bit for the weekend with sunshine. That's good news for Brad Clifford. Why is that, Brad?
We start our season this weekend. Are you kidding me?
Yavapai
winter
College.
Came for, what, 2 days, and now we're into spring.
You must have known you guys are starting up, because you got baseball and softball starting up. Tell us about both.
Well, I tell you what, we open up on the road. Both teams are going to Henderson, Nevada, and they'll play in the College of Southern Nevada kickoff classic. So softball will play 5 games out there. Baseball will play 4 games. And fortunately, we're gonna see some very nice weather out there. 60 degrees, I think, will be the high, but just perfect for this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Now, your background is in baseball, right?
I've always wanted to be a baseball coach. That's always been. And then I ran into basketball and ended up being a basketball coach of all things. So.
Really? How interesting. Now, as the AD, how tempting is it for you to want to give the basket or the baseball, or well, for that matter, and basketball and softball coaches a little advice from time to time?
It's not that tempting, because I've been out of the game this long,
yeah.
But it's easy to sit there in an armchair quarterback, right? right? Mm-hmm. So I can sit there. I think I'd bunt here. I think I'd do this here. I think I'd send him here.
Sure.
What would you do here? So it's fun to look at it that way. But no, I let the coaches let the professionals do their job.
You know, in the last couple of years, we've seen some people come out of the Yavapai College program doing really well. In fact, one of them is going to go to camp with the Texas Rangers. He had a tremendous career here. He might make the opening day lineup, Willie Calhoun.
We're looking forward to that. We have a couple. Obviously, we have Ken Giles, who won a World Series with the Houston Astros. Yep. We got Cole Calhoun over in with
Gold
the Angels. Gold Glove winner. We've got, who else do we have? Well, I tell you what, we've got another one that has a chance to make his Major League debut this year, and that's Chance Adams, a pitcher with the Yankees. He had an incredible minor league career going on so far, and I think he's ranked number two in their organization. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get a chance at least to go to the big league spring training, and I bet we'll see him throughout the year sometime. Mm-hmm. So that'll be our fifth Major League Baseball player in the majors right now.
When you go to a game, baseball game, at Yavapai College, how can you tell when scouts are there?
Because they're sitting right behind home plate, and literally you'll see 26 people sitting there with their radar guns.
Oh, really?
And they just sit there, and they're doing, and they're doing obviously the pitches and seeing how fast. So, but yeah, they're pretty obvious. They get there early. They get there probably 2 hours before, so they're watching batting practice, they're watching warm ups, and then they stake their claim right there behind home plate, mm-hmm. and they're sitting there with their guns. It's a pretty, you know, it's probably a sociology experiment. Don't go into honesty.
You know what? On that note, what does it do to the players when they know they might be being scouted?
Well, I think it's kind of shell shock there the first couple times they see them, but they're there every game, and so I think after the couple games you kind of there they are again, and you can settle down and play. Mm-hmm. So you know how that is. I mean, big players step up when you see that kind of thing, and you're going to see some players, they're going to cower a little bit and get shell shocked and oh my gosh, look who's in the stands type thing.
Yeah,
they look at the hat that says whatever team they're from, and it freaks them out a little bit.
Now you've done some scouting your own in the past, haven't you, like looking for coaches, things like this?
Absolutely. I've, in my time, I've been able to hire three of our four coaches.
What do you look for when you're watching a coach?
I think the most important thing for me is communication. Can they communicate with the kids? You know, and what players? Can they relay what they're trying to say? I think there's a rapport and a communication with the players that is key. If you can't do that, if you don't have that rapport and that communication, then you're not going to be successful whatsoever.
Sure.
So that's the biggest thing I look for.
And of course, one of the oddities is that all you can see, I imagine, is what's on the field. When in fact, I would imagine a lot of what makes for a good coach or manager happens in the locker room, right?
Yeah, and I don't necessarily see that. So what I'm seeing is on the field. I do, obviously, we'll go to dinner, we'll go to lunch, whatever it may be, and we'll have some good sit-downs with them, but I really don't see the behind-the-scenes until they get here. Mm-hmm. Then I can see the behind-the-scenes, and fortunately, we've been very, very blessed that we can have some good coaches that have been great communicators,
sure,
great motivators, know the game even. and so I've been really blessed with that as far as that goes.
And just in the last few months, we've seen the Arizona Cardinals, Arizona State, and AU all hire new head coaches. How much attention do you pay to those things?
Oh, are you kidding me? I've been watching everything about that because I like to see. And, of course, you get to that level, you're dealing with agents and you're dealing you know, the services that go out and look for your candidates and whatnot. But I enjoy watching that and following that across the country because I look at that and say, okay, I see what I see on the outside, but I don't see the behind the scenes, so I can't really criticize it. Would I have made that decision based on what I know? Not sure if I would. Yeah, I'd do that. That'd be a great hire. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to watch that and see what the ADs look at as far as coaches go coming in.
Why do so many catchers become such good baseball managers?
I think because they, you know, it's. I think they see the game. I think they're cerebral with the game. They're calling pitches.
They have to know every hitter.
Exactly. They're knowing every hitter. They're studying every hitter. You know, Curt Schilling's a great, and he played for us, obviously.
Sure.
Curt Schilling's a great example of studying hitters. I understand he had a notebook full of each hitter. You know, each hitter had a page, mm-hmm. and he knew exactly going into the game that's what I need to throw this here, I need to throw that there. And he communicated with the catcher. So I think catchers are more cerebral than anybody on the field. And don't get me in trouble with this, but
sure.
But I really, I mean, they're not as athletic. athletic. They're not a shortstop, not a center fielder, chase things down, but they're very cerebral about the game. Okay, who's coming up? Okay, what can we do here? And they're thinking two batters ahead of it.
They have to.
Yeah, two batters ahead of who's up at the plate at the time.
Well, just look at Major League Baseball. You've got Mike Matheny of the Cardinals. You've got Bruce Bochy with the Padres. You had Joe Girardi with the Yankees, and so many other people.
Mike Socha, of course,
been here, 16 years now? Yeah, my goodness, that's crazy. And, you know, you look at these guys, and no matter how good a player they were, they're probably a better manager than they were as a player. And, you know, I heard it said of Ted Williams, who managed the Texas Rangers way back in the 70s. The reason he wasn't more successful as a manager is he just couldn't understand when a hitter just couldn't hit 300.
Right.
He had too much natural talent. Have you ever seen that become a problem for a coach or a manager?
I don't know. How about Ted Williams? Ted Williams, who hit 400, right?
So
yeah. I'd hate to be on his team, to tell you the truth. Because if I didn't hit there, I mean, come on, if you're not hitting 330 for Ted Williams, you're not going to be playing the game. So now, I haven't seen that at our level, obviously, but that's an interesting comment from Ted Williams.
And I've heard people say they like to hire a manager who has struggled as a player, because in order just to stay in the lineup or stay in the league, they had to listen to everything and really pay attention and use everything except their God-given ability just to survive.
Well, I guess I can talk personally on that, because I was a basketball coach and I played at Yavapai College. I wasn't a great player. I was a bench player. I played when we were 30 down or 30 up, quite honestly. I can honestly say, though, my last game, I did score 10 points in my last game. Of course, we were down 30 at the time.
Well,
but I think you sit on the bench, you listen. I was able to absorb what my coach was telling me, telling us as a group, because I knew I wasn't going to play much until we were lopsided one way or the other. So I just sat there and listened and observed. Mm-hmm. I could observe what play was going on. So I was obviously, I think, a better coach than I was a player.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can say that when they look back on their career. So any last notes about baseball and softball coming up? It starts when?
It starts this Friday.
Wow.
This coming Friday with both teams. Actually, softball opens up with Salt Lake, which were the national runners-up last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that one. And then baseball starts off with four serious good games out there. The marquee game being Saturday against Southern Nevada, who was a national tournament recipient last year. So our first home games for softball is February 10th against Pima Community College, and that'll be at Bill Valley Field. And then our first home game for baseball will be the 17th against South Mountain. So here we go. It's 3 days away, and we're ready to go. We're fired up.
How can people learn more about the baseball and softball schedules and Yavapai College Athletics?
www.goroughriders.com. Look on for us on Facebook as well at Yavapai Rough Riders. And then what else? We got Twitter, Instagram, you know.
Sure.
We got them all.
There you go. Brad Clifford, Athletic Director at Yavapai College. Go see the Rough Riders. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Go Rough Riders. Baseball and softball getting underway this weekend. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests for Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Lynx Lake Cafe is open all winter long. Enjoy great food and mile-high hospitality that Lynx Lake Cafe is famous for with their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish fry.
and, of course, great European food, too.
Lynx Lake Cafe is also open for breakfast and lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The view of the lake is always nice, and so is dining at the Lynx Lake Cafe in the Prescott National Forest off Walker Road, just 2 miles south of Highway 69. Lynx Lake Cafe, open all winter long.
Yum.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, chances are by now you heard about the news about Neil Diamond, who has to give up touring at age 77 due to Parkinson's disease. We also had some sad news from the country music world. Singer Laurie White has passed away at age 52, way too young, from cancer. Laurie White will be missed, and Neil Diamond will be missed on the concert circuit. Well, stay tuned now for Talk of the Town Prescott, then join me again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with my guests Mary Dillinger and Trish Algetz from the Northern Arizona VA, Dr. Anil Kumar for YRMC's new Vein Center, and Kat Fischitelli and Scott Norton from the Prescott Valley Event Center. That's Q&A tomorrow, Thursday at 3 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.